We've got David Edelman on the line this morning, director of bands at Avon Lake High School, here to talk about the Bandorama. But before we do that, though, how did your drum lining go? Last time we talked, you had that group come in. How did that performance go for you?
That was great. That was back on July 31st, and that's called DCI, Drum Corps International. And it's marching music's major league. We had groups from all over the country, from California, Texas, and we even had a group here from the Netherlands. It was a wonderful night. It was a sellout.
Well, you've got the Bandorama coming up on Saturday, September 12th. Is this early in the season for a Bandorama? I mean, we just had one weekend of high school football, or is this kind of a tradition for you guys?
It is a tradition. It's usually the second Saturday in September each fall, and this is our 51st annual. It was started back in 1964 by Harry Fingston, a band director that was here at the high school for 27 years and one of our living legends. He just turned 80, by the way, just this past week. And the Bandorama is a great way to showcase bands from all over the area, and this year we have 8 visiting bands plus ourselves.
David, who will be there?
Well, we've got our neighbors, Avon and Bay and Brookside, that'll all be here. We have Columbia coming, Elyria, Lorraine, Padua High School from over in Parma. We have Olmsted Falls, and then the Avon Lake Marching Shoremen.
How many songs will each band perform?
They typically do a show of between 3 and 5 selections. It would be what you would expect to hear in a halftime show. So it's usually about maybe 9 to 10 minutes of music and marching. And each of the groups display such a different style because everybody from each school kind of has their own way of doing things. So it's really fun to just come and watch the bands perform and see them showcased by themselves.
When it comes to musical selections, do the bands talk and say, we'll do this, you'll do that, or, you know, might we hear different versions of the same song?
Sometimes you'll hear the same song, yeah, because if there's something that's just really popular out in any particular season, you might hear that played a couple of times by the bands. But it's usually quite a bit of variety, and like I say, each band kind of has their own style and their own way that they go, and so it's very interesting to hear them perform their music and march their shows, and oftentimes in very different ways.
How does this differ from what they might have performed during a halftime of a football game?
Well, they don't feel quite as pressed for time because they've got all the time they need to get out onto the field and get prepared for their show and then perform some selections for the audience and not feel as though they've got to make sure that they're in the timelines for a halftime show and then get off the field for the next band and all those kinds of things. So without that pressure, sometimes they'll throw in a little extra and just make it a little more fun for the audience.
What does Avon Lake have planned, if you could share maybe a little bit of that?
Well, we have planned to put out our entire show this Saturday that's called Rock Art, and it features some music from the group Daft Punk, and there's a medley that a singing group put together called the Pentatonix, and we're really excited about performing that because it's just a great arrangement of these Daft Punk tunes. And then we're doing Pompeii by Bastille, and we're doing Light 'Em Up. I call it Light 'Em Up, but it's my songs Know What You Did in the Dark, and it's the Fallout Boy. So it's more contemporary music. It seems to be very popular among our student sections at the games. So we're very excited to put that show out on the field this Saturday.
How long does it take a song to go from the radio to the marching band field? Do you know what the process is or the timeline on something like that?
Well, that's interesting because if it actually is something published that a marching band is going to go and purchase, it could take anywhere from weeks to months to get it out there. But sometimes we have very creative kids or people on our staff that can put together a real short snippet of a new pop tune that just recently came out and actually get it out into what we call a stands tune and can play it out at some of the football games within a week or two maybe after it's been out if it's really popular and the kids like it.
And at what point or how do you determine what kind of march or arrangement you'll put to a given song?
You mean in terms of how you sort of present it?
Exactly.
Well, sometimes you like to do it as close to the original as you can, or if you can put a little different extra flair to it, marching band style, then that might happen because of having the drum line and stuff with your marching band. There might be some unique ways that you can program the piece that might be quite different from what you hear on the radio or when you hear the song presented live and by the original artists.
We're talking this morning with David Edelman, director of bands at Avon Lake High School. Their Bandorama is coming up on Saturday, 7 o'clock. Tickets are $5 for general admission, $4 for seniors. They're available at the door as well. How long does something like this go on? Is there a point where multiple bands might be on the field?
We don't actually have a point where multiple bands are on the field, but each of them does come in and play their fight song and march down the track as they enter the field in the evening so their fans can get behind them and support them. And then each band performs their show starting at 7 o'clock with a short intermission along the way. So usually about 9 or so, I'd say a couple of hours, the bands are wrapping up and we're all heading home.
Now, again, you've got the band performing at the football games that you do. You've got this going on. What are the things that the marching band involved with through the school year, or at least up through the fall here?
Well, during the fall season, we actually go to two or three marching band competitions. They're sanctioned by the Ohio Music Education Association, and we go out and compete. So we're going to be down at the University of Akron on September 26th. And then we're going to go over to Norton High School down also in the Akron area on October 10th. And then October 17th, we're going to be over at Perkins High School in Sandusky. And those competitions, ultimately, you hope to get a superior rating and qualify for state finals. And our Avon Lake Marching Band was able to qualify for state finals last year. And we performed over at the regional show in Brunswick in state finals. And that was pretty cool.
Yep. Busy time for you. David, thank you so much for being with us. Good luck with your program this coming weekend. And again, if people want tickets or more information, what can they do?
Well, they need to just come to the gate because all tickets for this event are sold right at the gate. It starts at 7. I would encourage people to get there by around 6 so they've got time to get in and get situated before the band start parading in.
All right. Very good. Thank you, David. Good talking with you again.
Well, thank you.
David Edelman, director of bands at Avon Lake High School, about Bandorama coming up this weekend at Avon Lake Memorial Stadium.